This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It is exactly that time right now. It is close to 8:15 in njengamanje. And we are getting into ukuthi-ke bakuphi njengamanje, where are they now? This is where we look at the MUT alumni network, ukuthi where are they, what are they doing, and you know, just a source of some inspiration, sisanga ama students ase MUT, from the people who have actually walked this path that we are in right now before. So on the line right now I have Nkululeko Mthembu, who enrolled at MUT in 2005 for a national diploma in building and completed it on 2007. He then graduated in 2008 with cum laude. Please, guys, you need to respect these people. And then he did an in-service training, which was organized by his head of a department as he was on the best students list. And he has worked for big companies and has been involved in some of the big projects. I did mention earlier that one thing he also did for us as we were celebrating one, he donated cosmetic goodies that included sanitary products as well, which is a very touching initiative as well. So Nkululeko,
no, akufani, ngiyabonga kakhulu for invite ukuthi nami nizongihosta namuhla kwi radio station.
Hi, siyabonga ukuthi uvume to actually take the interview. Ngicela nje, before we start, can I put you on the spot a bit?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So please just tell me your best memory at MUT and your worst memory at MUT.
What I'll say is my best memories at MUT would be I'm an extramural that were being offered, because I was also a member, one of those what you call outreach for I was part of what they call it LUSO, which was one of the church's things that usually the school was paying for us to go out. On Sundays we usually go to church, and then the school will be requesting it takes us to go to those churches and also on sports days and interaction with other students. It was one of the best timing that I could say. It was timing. I wouldn't say there was any most of the worst timing. It was just a matter of test of times. I never had. I wouldn't say I had the worst timing of my in MUT. There was one thing which I could think of, which was when in my first year when I arrived, usually in high school or back then in schools, I hope they are still doing that. Yeah. Whenever you have a question, you raise your hand. Once you raise your hand, you stand up and you say your question. I think it was the first quarter. I raised my hand. I stand up. I asked. Everyone was laughing.
Because you stood up.
I stood up. Because for me, that's what I was like. I thought you were supposed to do. But in fact, I wouldn't say it was the worst.
Yeah.
It's one of those things.
It's one of those things, man.
I never been involved in a space where I regret being in that position. I always have been involved in spaces and also always pulling out something that I would say I have learned, I have seen what, if I do this thing, will be the consequences of this. That's all I could say. But I never had the worst.
Yeah, yeah. No, thank you so much for that. I almost had the same thing, but Nagwasa is Uguti, and I'll be the first one to ask a question and just, you know, see Uguti. When people ask a question, because, yeah, some of us, where you actually have to stand up when you are asking a question. Now, for this initiative that you did when MUT Radio was celebrating one year, can you please tell us what inspired you deciding to, you know, give back to EMUT?
Merely speaking, I usually believe the same. One thing is not just MUT usually that benefits from my initiative that I do, because one thing which I do is always, whenever there is AMA season changes, I usually buy AMA frequencies for that season to say, the season is coming up. I need to buy for e-winter. Like, for example, e-winter, I usually buy e-winter AMA frequency and colognes for the winter timing. And then I usually say to myself, whatever I do, if it happens that I buy AMA frequency for certain amount, I usually say, I'd rather also do something for other people or either for any initiative that will be almost equivalent to that, or which I believe is part of AMA cross of my things. Even like, I usually said to myself, for my kids to go to a certain school, I usually say, if I pay so much money for my school fee, for my kids' school fees, I always say I rather also do an initiative of supporting either some kids that they need bursaries to go and study in universities. The matters may not match what I've paid for my kids. Or either this year I just, one of the schools, they last year December they requested to assist with some painting, just some full repairs.
Oh yes.
I said to myself, okay, let me everything was calculated, and then I said, okay, obviously I spent so much, at least I let me just try to balance it.
Now,
that's what I usually do.
Now that is very much. Now, is it? Do you have maybe an organization that does that, or it is from just your personal decision making and also your personal execution?
What I'll say is, because I also work for the company that I work for, which I was I'm a founding director of, which is Azadi Consulting. So as much as it was with it, as I'm saying, I've been involved in a number of initiatives.
Yeah.
So automatically in business, you are always in a space of learning. You get being advised that you cannot be doing initiative through business. You need to have either you have a foundation, or you start an NPO, of which whatever initiative that you are doing, it needs to via this NPO.
Yes.
Of which I had people who had a similar vision as I, and then we set up an NPO. As a vehicle that should carry any outreach that you need to do.
Yes.
So in business, there are certain procedures that you need to follow. And as I'm saying, so we run our initiative through an NPO called Kanyisa Imita Development Center. Of which, as I'm saying, I'm one of the initiators of it.
Yeah.
Because NPO cannot be set up by one individual.
Yes.
Stakeholders or board members. So, as I was one of the founding, I'm also a chairperson of that NPO. And I've been also one of the donors to that NPO for me to be able to do this initiative that I was one of those on the short in saying.
Now, you mentioned, Uguti, you were involved in an organization here at MUT, which is a church organization. What would you say, like, is most important for a student to do that, to do extracurricular activities? How has it helped you, actually, as a person outside of MUT?
Unfortunately, they say that you rather keep young people busy so that they wouldn't have time to engage in other activities that they may not be adding value to them. Like, we got a scenario which, I wouldn't say it's a scenario, we got a tragedy that just happened in the Eastern Cape, where we lost 21 youth.
Yes.
21 youth or teenagers through the, I was in there, but I would say through some activities that it was out of their age.
Yes.
Of which the question will be, obviously, they had some free time that they didn't know what to do with it, or they were not getting motivated in certain space. For me, as much as, unfortunately, as I was growing up, I also grew up through this, what you call, youth league of our church.
Yeah.
So when I arrived this side, I find it easier to say, okay, one of my peers of that time invited me to say, Nkulia, we got this thing. Of I must come here to come and visit. I wouldn't say that I was, what we call this thing, SCM, whatever the thing, but it was fundamental that, okay, I usually go here, and also it was a space where you are able to interact out of your schoolwork, and you always get being occupied with something. And also the school at that time, I wouldn't know if it still got those funding. So, because there was, what you call this SRC, there was a certain, what you call, I'm not quite, they call it a portfolio that was responsible.
Yes.
For all these they call it associates or affiliation that students they should have. We had churches, they had some certain activities beyond out of, there was a number of affiliation within those portfolio of that SRC member that was under. Because I remember that whenever we even had some, I went for two trips out of school. The one that we went to Zululand visiting one of, where one of our peers used in their hometown where they had a meeting, what to call that, a congregation for youth, and we were part of that, and the school paid for us. MUT, because they send their buses, a business plan was sent requesting for the trip from that portfolio of that guy. And we got the funding, we went for that thing for the entire weekend. Of which, as I'm saying, it was, and another one I went with, the Roman, I'm not sure what they call it, but we went to another trip in Maritzburg where, for those Roman youth churches thing.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm a church person, but it's not like I'm saying I'm promoting it, but I'm just saying it was what actually kept everyone knowing you belong here, you are being here.
Now, you say you are a founding director of a company. Have you always seen yourself in Uguti, you will one day maybe reach that position, or Mkhambe, you grew up into it, actually?
Sorry?
You said you are a founding director of a company. Now, I'm asking Uguti, have you like always seen yourself as someone who will one day be a founding director of a certain company? Or Mkhambe, is it something that developed over time whereas you were working in the corporate sector?
Okay. Unfortunately, you mustn't take it as an arrogance or what, but sometimes... confident and knowing where exactly we are heading is very important.
Yes.
I believe that from day one, I always knew what exactly I wanted. Because I had, while I was still at Mangosuthu, I had a number of bursaries.
Yeah.
And when I came in with my family support and my grandmother's financial contribution and also my family stakeholders trying to put me at a tertiary institution.
Yeah.
With no bursaries, nothing. I had so many regrets from so many government institutions. Because I had friends who were already there. He gave me, while I was still in matric, he gave me, said, Kule, apply here. I applied through the Department of Transport because I was doing building, quantity surveying.
Yeah.
I remember very clear, very well, I got their regret letter in December or so. Regretting saying that, no, they are not funding, they wouldn't be funding me. But eventually, what is so funny now, I had a project that I was doing. I was the one who was doing what you call evaluating or auditing them as one of their projects. So life got that karma. But out of that, I'll just go straight to this thing. I always knew that, I always had this thing that at some point I need to open a company.
Yes.
I need a relevant experience because I remember very well, something I had a number of parasites while I'm still in my hospital. After I did my first year, I got my dean's, what do you call it?
Dean's commendation.
Dean's remissuary.
Yeah.
Dean's remissuary fee, something like that. But if you pass, you'll get a certain percentage. Because, as I'm saying, I was supported by my family. I had to pay for my residence, food, all those things. So, at some point, they couldn't keep up with the fees. Because I was coming from a rural school where our fees were not even half of what I was paying at the university now. So in December, the only thing that I was able to know whether we were able to celebrate, it was when I received a letter saying that based on your performance, you've been granted a deal initially for the following year. So it was a clear definition that I have passed. That was our only way to communicate. But with the number of bursaries, I had my first, end of the first year, I had a bursary with the human settlement. I never signed at that time because I always thought that if you're working for a government, you may not have the experience that will be able to keep you be competent for over a space. And I also worked for this company now for my interest training, of which also offered me a bursary. And then I came back and I finished school. I went for the first year working for that company. There was a new guy who came in. He did us interviews asking us, okay, there's a new guy, they're profiling employees to see how exactly they're within the organization structure going forward. I remember that when he was asking me, Kulego, what are you all about here? Where do you see yourself? I said, no, the only thing that I see myself here is I want to grab as much experience that I need so that I can be able to go out there and open my own company.
Okay.
This was almost a number of years back then.
Now that is actually very inspirational to actually know where you are heading from the word go, actually. Now, last question before we let you go. Says go to tell Sam Kakweni, which means you are heading somewhere and founding director Sfunukumbamba Kakhulu. Last question before we let you go, Mr. Nkululeko, is what words of inspiration would you give to an MUT student who is listening right now?
What I'll say is, being a teacher, it's the best thing to I'll say to them, they must just enjoy their time as much as they can, and also know that there are no more job opportunities, but there's plenty of work out there. If you're gonna out there going looking for work, you're gonna easily get work. But if you're gonna have a job, if you're gonna be looking for a job, you'll never get a job. Because job is what they do. You got a job description. For work, you don't have a work description. Deliver that's expected out of your work.
Thank you so much, Mr. Nkululeko, for taking the call, and thank you so much for talking to us at MUT Radio. Ngiyathinkampani ngaqhubeka ibe successful so that we can actually see more of these initiatives that you did for MUT Radio continuing to happen as well. Siyabonga kakhulu, ba. Thank you so much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.